The Bee Dilemma. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. You know, more times than not, many of us get nervous when a honeybee comes buzzing by, but as we've shared with you many times before on this program, these little insects are vital to our daily lives. That's because they're responsible for helping to pollinate many of the crops and flowers that we all enjoy. And scientists are trying to figure out why honeybee colonies have been collapsing this past year, and now they've turned up a clue in the form of a virus that has never been reported in the U.S. before. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Scientists still do not know what's causing the mysterious decline in honeybee colonies known as colony collapse disorder.
But what we do have is a lead that we can follow, something that we can work on and see if it isn't truly involved.
Agriculture Department researcher Dr. Jeffrey Pettis with USDA's Bee Lab in Beltsville, Maryland, says the lead is a virus called Israeli acute paralysis virus. It's been found in many of the decimated bee colonies, but Pettis says if this virus, previously unseen in the U.S., is involved at all,
it's almost surely the case that this virus is not active. Alone. We have a parasitic mite called varroa that we know can cause virus replication in bees. Pesticide exposure or poor diet, things like that, can also cause problems. So what we're recommending at this time is just for beekeepers to do the things that they know how to do, which is manage mites and pests and pathogens, keep the hive as healthy as possible. And that's the only recommendation we have at this time.
Because there's still no definite answer to the bee decline problem. By the way, Pettis really doesn't believe that cell phones have anything to do with it. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Now, here in Tennessee, honey production from producers with five or more colonies was 385,000 pounds during 2006, unchanged from 2005. The number of honey-producing colonies in 2006 was 7,000. Producers received a price of $1.84 per pound, for a total value of production at $708,000. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.